Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am also the founder of EngagedFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. So, man, this summer has been brutal. There has been a lot of pneumonia in our house. You can hear it in my voice. I'm still recovering. We're going to get back on track. Seems like everybody's on the mend. Thank goodness. So we can kind of get back to doing what we do, doing what we love to do, which is produce content. So today, for the EFG Daily Commute, I wanted to talk about Super Mario Maker 2. It's weird. That game came out a while ago, and I really haven't talked a lot about it on here, and part of that was because it took a little while to grow on me. I really enjoy the idea of Super Mario Maker, specifically, you know, the idea of quote-unquote Infinity Super Mario Brothers, right? But obviously the challenge that comes along with that is that a lot of the levels are, just like with the Wii U, a lot of the levels are not good. Right? They're made by fans, they're made by kids, they're made by people who are not experts. And whereas Nintendo really makes good Mario levels, that's kind of what they've been doing for a very long time. So it took a while to grow on me, and the biggest thing that I did was I started playing the story mode. You know, what I did is I just kind of dove right in to user-created stuff. And I found, you know, that like one out of every, you know, four or five levels I played was great. And the rest of them were kind of meh, right? But I finally said, you know what, let's try out this story mode thing. And so I did, and like really dove into it. I had dabbled in it before, but this time I really dove in to do the, to try and finish it. It's 100 levels. Each of them is designed to show off how you can use a specific design element, which I think is really cool. So it's kind of designed to teach you what the different levels are for and what the different themes can do as far as mechanics. You know, for example, like Super Mario Bros. U, you can wall jump, whereas Super Mario Bros. 1 or 3, you can't, right? So, these levels are maniacal. Some of them are puzzles where you have to, like, really think about how to complete the challenges, and it's less about the platforming in some cases and more about just actually, you know, figuring out where to jump and what to do, which is, you know, not something I'm used to. Most of the time, Super Mario Brothers is, you're going from left to right. You're going from left to right as fast as you can, trying to avoid obstacles. But now, you know, they've introduced these kind of puzzle levels where you're not just trying to find secrets, but in order to complete the level, you have to kind of navigate through these different challenges, which I think is unique, and it's really making me think about Mario in a very different way, which I think is something that I didn't think was possible. You know, I thought I'd kind of seen what Mario could do outside of maybe having a different power-up, right? The way they kind of gate things is you complete your challenges, you complete the levels, and they give you coins and use the coins to pay Taskmaster, who is a Toadette, who is kind of the foreman of the job site, and you're spending the money to build different parts of Peach's castle. And as you open up these new areas, the project manager guy keeps giving you new levels, and it just keeps opening and opening. And yeah, apparently there's 100 levels, and they are devious. Do I recommend this for everybody? If you are looking for a new Mario game, then I think this is definitely something that you should pick up. Because even if you ignore the user-generated content or don't make your own levels, which I don't recommend. I mean, I think learning how to make your own levels is a lot of fun. I think a lot of kids can kind of mess around and be creative with it. But the story mode alone, I think, is worth the price of admission because it is 100 stages of Mario that are very different. The feature, you know, because the levels are not grouped together in, like, worlds, they have the freedom to be a little bit more random. And as a result, you know, it's not like they're teaching you new mechanics. Each level is designed to teach one specific thing. And so, yeah, I think this is super cool. you know, is it going to be on our Game of the Year list at the end of the year? I don't know. There's still plenty of games to come out. However, I definitely think that it is worth everyone's attention and time. And it's definitely worth it, especially if you have a budding game designer in your head or in your house. There is plenty of meat on these bones as far as making levels and learning what makes a good level, what makes a fun level. You know, most kids are going to start the thing, spawn a whole bunch of enemies, and make you get through it. The real challenge is making levels without enemies, or making levels where the only enemies are that are there actually to help deal with the platforming and things like that. Evan has been working on that, and he's been kind of slowly honing a level that is all about just speed running through and precise jumping. And it's fun watching him figure out how to make it work. I mean, if you have somebody that in your house that wants to make games, a pretty inexpensive tool that you can use. So I do hope you guys are having a great day. You know, this was a short one. Just wanted to give a quick shout out to Super Mario Maker 2. And I haven't even scratched the surface of the various levels that are all over the internet. Curation is a little bit better now because the fact that people can tag the levels, so you can, you know, make sure that you only find levels that feature mechanics that you want. So if you want music levels, you know, if you want to just listen to people play Old Town Road or Africa, you can do that. Some of the stuff people have been doing has been very creative. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of game in here. I will be back tomorrow. I do hope you guys have a great day. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.